Well, it's great to be back.
高兴又回来这里。
I just arrived back from Ukraine, actually, a couple of days ago.
哇，他刚从乌克兰回来，在几天之前。
I spent about 10 days there, and I still have a bit of jet lag, so if I fall asleep in the sermon, Gemma will take over.
他刚回来这几天，然后还有那种时差的问题，然后如果他那个睡着了，我就来接着他讲。
So I better put my notes in the middle so that you've got your own.
他给我看他的讲稿，
Yeah, I was challenged and moved in so many ways when I was in Ukraine from the stories that I heard.
他在乌克兰的时候。从他听到的一些故事里面，感到非常的受到挑战。
One lady I met, she had actually fled two Russian occupations, first in 2014 and then in 2020.
有一个俄罗斯的一个女子，她在甚至她是逃难，就是因为，Is it from Russia？因为两个那个职业的问题在，2014年到2016年，
Yeah, and it was just so heartbreaking to hear her share that she returned in 2016 and rebuilt their home with her husband, and then the home's been destroyed again and she had to flee.
听到他说他在2016年回到他的家乡去重建家园的时候，但是之后他的家乡又被破坏的时候，感到非常的替他难过。
And her husband is now missing. She doesn't know where he is, and her two sons and two grandsons are actually fighting on the front line of the war.
她的丈夫现在实际上是已经失踪了，找不到她了。然后她的两个儿子和两个孙子也在这个参加这个战役当中。
And she just said, "Look, I have nothing but the clothes on my back."
她说：“我现在一无所有，只有我在我包里的这些衣服了。”
And I was thinking through how the Lord would bring a message to me about the calling of the Bible to the poor.
在思考神怎么样带领我，就是预备这一个讲到的这个信息的时候，也是在想神对这些贫困的人的心意是怎样的。
And the Bible's clear that its poverty is actually described in three ways. Firstly, as an economic condition.
根据圣经的话，这个贫困有三种方式来解释，第一就是一个经济的状况。
Secondly, as poverty is a social condition.
第二就是一个社会性的状态，
And thirdly, it's a spiritual condition.
第三就是属灵的状态。
And I think that often as evangelicals, we've tended to focus too much on the spiritual at the expense of the others.
作为传福音的使者，我们通常会关注，更多的关注在属灵的这一个贫困上面。
Timothy Keller, the American preacher who recently died of cancer, he made a very good point, and I want to build on some of his ideas on this.
Timothy Keller 这一个美国的传道人，他最近刚刚过世了，在因为癌症的原因，然后他对这一个贫困的这个问题有个非常好的一个解释，我想要在这个基础上再去进一步去说明。
He says that if we truly understand the gospel, it changes us in three ways.
他说如果我们真正的能够明白这个福音的话，会从三个方面去改变我们。
The gospel helps us to love the poor.
福音帮助我们去爱这些贫困的人，
Know the poor.
去了解他们、
And
认识他
become the
们，
poor.
并且成为贫穷的人。
Now we know that Jesus loves the poor and the rich equally. It's not about inequality.
我们知道耶稣爱富人、穷人是一样的，并没有说不公平的。
And Matthew and Luke have their two versions of the Sermon on the Mount, but they're actually very different.
马太福音和路加福音有关于这个登山宝训的类似的一个教导，但实际上他们之间是有不一样的地方。
For Matthew, it's poor in spirit.
在马太福音里面说的是，邻里贫穷的人。
And so poverty is a spiritual condition, which of course is true. You need to acknowledge your spiritual poverty to be willing to receive Jesus.
所以这里强调的是邻里的一个贫困的一个状态，确实事实也是这样子的。我们要在邻里贫穷了，我们才有能力去接受主耶稣的这个福音。
But Matthew is only giving us one version of it. If we read Luke's version, it's actually quite scary.
但是当我们看到这个路加福音这一个版本关于这个贫穷的这个话题的时候，实际上是有点可怕的。
He says, "Blessed are the poor. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you'll be satisfied."
他说，贫穷的人是有福的，因为你们必得饱足。
But then in verse 24, he says, "But woe to you, those who are rich, because you're already receiving your comfort."
然后在之后24章也说到，但富足的人有祸了，因为你受过你们的安慰。
And so we have to wrestle with, well, what does Jesus mean by this?
所以我们要去思考，去与主的这个话语去摔跤，想他耶稣在这里究竟说的是什么。
Now, a solution to understanding what Jesus really means and how he wants us to apply this truth.
我们去思考耶稣在这里的一个解答，就是帮助我们去更好的了解这一个真理的。
Begins with a famous passage there in Luke 4, where he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
我们从路加福音第四章里面一段非常著名的一段经文里面去了解到，就说到主的灵在我身上。
To preach good news to the poor.
去给贫穷人传福音。
Proclaim release for the captives.
去那个接待那个被得释放的。
Sight for the blind.
让瞎眼的可以得看见。
And set those who are oppressed free.
让那个受压迫的得自由。
And we often look at this purely in spiritual terms. They're spiritually blind, they're spiritually oppressed, they're spiritually poor. Yes, but that's not the whole story.
我们通常都是从属灵的角度去看，认为他们是灵里瞎眼的，认为他们是灵里受压制的，需要得释放的。
The last line, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, is actually a fascinating statement.
最后他说到这个耶和华的恩典的时候，实际上是非常让人惊叹的。
Because, see, the legislation of Israel was really quite, it's quite interesting, their form of social security.
当我们看以色列的这个立法的时候，是非常有意思的，就是它给人提供的这一种社会上的保障。
Now, the year of the Lord's favor was the fact that Jesus was coming, was returning to actually fulfill what Israel had not actually been able to properly do.
这个主耶稣的这个耶和华的这个恩典，就是让我们也看到主耶稣回来，他的降临来到人间去做我们不可能做到的事情。
In Israel, people weren't allowed to harvest your fields right through. You actually had to leave the margins to the poor.
在以色列呢，这些人民他们不可以去他们的那个土地的这个边缘去收割庄稼，要把这个边缘的这些粮食留给穷人。
You may remember the story of Ruth in the Bible. Ruth, how she met Boaz was that she was gleaning, she was harvesting what the poor and foreigners were permitted to harvest.
你们还记得这个路德的故事吗？就是路德他怎么样遇到波阿斯，就是他在这个田边缘上去收割拾取麦穗的时候，遇到了这个波阿斯，他是外邦人，他实际上是不允许的。
So if you lived in Israel at the time, every 3 years, you actually had to give a tithe to the poor.
所以如果你住在早年的以色列的话，每3年你要把你收入的10%去捐赠与穷人。
And every 7th year, you could not actually take for yourself any of your profits, any of your produce. It had to all go to the poor.
每到7年的时候，你的这个收成、收入也要是你自己是不可以收取的，是要去赠与穷人的。
Now imagine for a moment if Christian business people applied that today. Every 7th year, all your profits have to go to the poor. All of it.
想象一下，作为我们这些基督徒的商人，如果每7年我们所有的这一个收入都要去捐奉给穷人的话，
And I shared
是
this with a
所有
group.
的。
I shared this with a group of farmers recently, and they were just absolutely shocked.
我最近刚与一些农民去分享了这个信息，他们都完全的很震惊，感到。
I said, "Well, what if like we've had 6 years of drought in Australian outback, and we've had absolutely nothing at all produced, and on the seventh we have this incredible rainfall and beautiful crop? What it all actually has to go?" And I said, "Yes."
他们还问，那如果在澳洲这里经历了6年的这一个那个干旱，很没有任何的这一个生产，然后到了第7年有很多的雨水，然后有很丰富的收产，这样的话，我们也要把所有的都捐赠给穷人吗？然后 Simon 说是的。
But I'm serious that if we are going to be faithful stewards of Jesus' fulfillment of the year of Jubilee, this is what he's calling us to do.
但我在很认真的说，如果我们是主耶稣很忠心的门徒的话，我们是去愿意去跟随他，去追随他话语教导的话，那这个确实就是我们应该去做的。
And so when Jesus sits down and says in Luke 4:21, today the scripture is fulfilled.
所以当耶稣坐下来，在路加福音4:21里面说到，今天这个经文被应验了。
There's something about the coming of Jesus that is changing everything for the poor, not just the spiritually poor, but not understood this very well. I had an elder once challenge me on this.
我也遇到一些属灵的领袖，甚至有一些长老曾经这么挑战过我。
Well, he said, "Yeah, but you know, some people have a calling to the poor, and it's not every Christian's thing, you know."
他说有些人对贫困的人很有呼召，但不是每一个人都是这样的。
And he said, "You know, for the last 30 years, my wife and I haven't just given 10%; we've given 20% to Christian mission. So we've done our bit. We've done our heavy lifting."
他说，在过去的30年，我和我的太太一直都有做十一奉献，给20%的这个收入，然后我们已经就是做了，承担了很大的这个重担了。
And I said, "Well, that's great, but is that enough?"
我说那很好，但是那个已经够了吗？
As Jesus says in Luke 11:43, he goes, "Woe to the Pharisees!"
主耶稣在路加福音11:14
Jesus says this, "You give a tenth of your mint, rue, and herb, yet you neglect justice and love for God."
耶稣说，你将献上的十分之一，那公义和爱的神，是反倒不行了。
But you should have done these things without neglecting the others.
这原是你们当行的，那也是不可行的。Is it 42?
Yeah. Is that what it says?
Yeah, about the herbs and 我重新读一下。你们法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、芸香并各样菜蔬献上十分之一，那公义和爱神的事反倒不行了。这原是你们当行的，那也是不行的。
And I've found often with, you know, wealthy Christians that giving even large amounts of financial giving is actually not a problem to them.
我发现有一些很有财富的一些基督徒，他们去在奉献的时候，甚至是奉献很大一笔金额的时候，没有什么困难。
Yet getting their hands dirty in the hardest parts of the world, well, that's like, "I'll just give for someone else to do that."
但是如果让他们把那个双手弄脏去做一些比较难的那个辛苦的事情的话，他们就会觉得给其他人去做吧。
And without a doubt, I agree that there are people who God calls, like Alison and I. We don't expect every Christian to do what we do.
我也认为是神会有对特别的人有特别的呼召，就好像我跟太太 Alison 一样，我也不期待每一个人都有同样的呼召。
And there is the truth that God uses some to support the front line. He uses others to go to the front line.
确实是这样子，神使用一些人去到前线，然后也用这些人在前线去做他的工作。
But what is most important that we often miss is that God is calling all of us to be more involved everywhere in the darkest parts of society and the world where brokenness and evil and poverty exists.
但是不可忽视的是，神是呼召我们每一个人是去到这个就是最黑暗的这个地方去完成他的这一个对这个世界的这一个使命，还有对这个贫困的这一个这样的呼召。
So the question is, why is Jesus so hard on the rich? This is a big challenge. This is a challenging question. There's nothing wrong with being rich. But he does say it's harder to enter heaven, or it's easier to enter heaven than the eye of the needle entering a camel. Sorry, the camel entering the eye of a needle.
为什么那个耶稣，就是我们的问题是，为什么耶稣会对这个富足的人会那么的苛刻呢？他好像对他们就是会更严厉，就好像他说的这个进宰门是这个富人进宰门是难的，就好像比骆驼穿这个针眼还难。
So let's look at the first one, and we'll go through these quickly so I can share a bit about my trip with you to the Ukraine.
那我们这样快速的过完这第一部分，然后之后我可以跟你们分享一下我去乌克兰的这个行程。
In a country like Australia where there's social security, poverty is there, but there's a lot of support for people who are poor that the government initiates. Christians don't actually need to do that much.
像在我们的国家澳洲这里虽然也是有贫困的存在，但是政府的这个保障非常的这个福利非常的好，所以让这个贫困的人会比较过得比较容易。
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't, it just means that everything's set up so we don't need to.
这并不是说我们就不应该去帮助他们，而是说已经就是这个体系已经非常的完善了。
So, if we're to be people to truly love the poor, we need to understand more about poverty itself and the economic and the spiritual and the emotional depravity involved.
所以让我们可以更加去明白这个这一个 ，sorry, to understand, truly understand the poverty. 让我们可以更加明白这一个贫困的话，我们要从像属灵啊、经济啊等多方面来看待。
Because to be poor, really, in the Bible's understanding of it, means that you actually have nothing the world needs.
去在属灵里面去。变得贫穷的话，实际上是没有任何就是世界上需要的东西。
If you're oppressed as a people group by a, you know, totalitarian government, you are oppressed educationally. You're not able to have an education. This happens in many countries, especially for women.
如果你被这个压制，是因为这个政府的原因，或者是你受教育的问题有困难的话，特别是在很多国家，针对女性来说。
So if you have no education, you've got no potential to rise in society. You have no marketable skills, and really, the world doesn't need you. The world throws you away.
所以，当你没有受过教育，然后也没有任何这个潜能去发挥你这一个就是这些技能的话，那你的这个社会的价值就缺失了，然后这个世界也会把你就是像赶逐出来一样。
There are two Hebrew words to translated for poor, or that there's two Hebrew words that we translate into English. The word is needy, and the other word is the word oppressed.
有两个希伯来语来就是解释翻译这一个贫穷贫困，第一个就是需要的，第二个就是被压制的。
There's a fascinating passage in Proverbs 13:23 that really nails what this Hebrew word means.
在箴言书的13:23里面有说到，就是真的是讲到这一个希伯来语的这个单词这个意思。
There is abundant food in the field of the poor, but injustice sweeps it away.
穷人耕种多得粮食，但因不义有消灭的。
It's interesting because it's saying, well, the poor have plenty, but injustice sweeps it away, takes it away from them.
很有趣的地方是看到这个贫困的人，他们其实有很多，但是公义这个公正却把他给不公正却把他给扫荡一空。
And one young lady I met from Ecuador in South America really explained to me from her past what this actually means.
有一个我曾经遇到的来自南美的厄瓜多尔的一个妇女，她曾经这么跟我说，也让我可以理解这一段经文的意思了。
She came from a wealthy family, and when the Civil War started there, she lost everything, and herself, her mother, and her siblings were essentially forced into prostitution to survive.
她来原本是来自一个非常富有的、富裕的家庭，但是因为这个战争的缘故，把她所拥有的一切都消灭了，然后最终她自己还有她的姊妹、母亲都要去被迫去卖淫。
And so it didn't matter how hard they worked and how much they made, they were constantly oppressed, and made to feel like second-rate citizens of society.
无论他们是多么努力的去工作、去奋斗，但是他们都是感到非常的被这个社会压榨的，他们没有办法去在这个社会上立足。
So it shows that poverty is not just a spiritual condition, it's an economic condition.
所以这个贫困不只是灵力属灵的状态，也是一种经济上的状态。
And this young lady's name was Yana, so you could say that there was abundance in her field, but injustice swept it away.
所以这个女的，有个女的叫 Yana, 她就说她的田地里有非常多的出产，但是不公义把这一切都扫荡了。
Deuteronomy 15 says, don't just give people a hand out, give them a hand up.
在生命记里面也14也说到，不要只是给人伸出一只手，而是给他们把他们扶持起来。
I mean, it takes more than money to fix social problems. It takes people getting involved, God's people, working, sharing skills, being part of the grassroots level of everything that isDark, evil, and everything that involves injustice and poverty.
我们去帮助这些贫困的人的时候，不只是在金钱上的，而是真的是舍身处地的去来到这个草根阶级去帮助他们，扶持他们。
I'll give you one example of how this has really challenged Alison and I in our thinking.
我给你们再举一个例子，也是非常挑战我们的。
In the Spanish Bible, this is a little bit more easier to process than, say, like in the English Bible, or I'm not quite sure about your translations, but let's say the English version.
在西班牙语的这个圣经里面，就是它的这个翻译好像是比英文的会更加能够让人理解。我不知道中文的是怎么样的，让我们来看一下。
In the English Bible, the word righteousness actually means more of the spiritual kind of stuff. It's spiritual poverty. It's all being restored from spiritual poverty to rightness before God.
在英文这个单词，这个公义，就是 righteousness 里面，更多的是指一个属灵的一个状态，就是从我们的那个灵里面的那一种，就是那种贫困不义到这种富足的
状态。So when in the English Bible we say that we're justified by faith, that's like a spiritual transaction.
我们用英文的圣经里面就是说我们因信称义，然后就是像一个灵里的一个就是改变的一个状态。
And the many, 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 many times Paul, the Apostle Paul, uses the word righteousness in Romans and other passages, it almost always in the English Bible refers to this spiritual transaction, which is true, but only partly true.
在我们看到这个保罗也在罗马书和很多章的这个圣经这个书卷里面都不断的用这个公义这个单词来表达这个灵里的这一种更新改变，这个确实是对的，但是也有一部分的这个地方是不一样。The
word righteousness in the Spanish Bible is actually much closer to the meaning in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Spanish Bible, the word righteousness means the word justice.
在西班牙语的这个圣经里面，它的这个公义的这个单词所使用的，实际上是更接近这个旧约和新约圣经的。然后这一个单词，它说的这个公义这个说法是公正。
And not just the forensic justice of God saving us spiritually, but the justice of actually living out a life of being involved in society in the brokenness of the world because of what God has done for you.
他的这一个公正的这个说法，不只是说我们灵里面去因为神的救恩而改变，更多的也说到了在我们的生活中，在这个社会上，我们的这一个生活的改变，我们可以真的去设身处地的去帮助那一些不公义的这些人去。
I think one example that Alison and I have found is something that we worked through last year.
我想有一个还有个例子，我跟Alison 所发现的，就是在去年我们在做的一件事情。
We asked 50 churches if they are interested in us giving our trauma recovery course at the church.
他们访问了，问了50间教会，就问他们愿不愿意，有没有兴趣去 接受他们有关这一个创伤治疗的这一个 培训。
And it would involve mostly working with underclass communities, or let's say, blue collar or lower than that.
这个事工主要大部分是要需要接触去与那一些在社会底层的那一些，或者是蓝领阶级，或者是以下的这些人去打交道的。
And only two churches said yes, we'll do it.
只有2间教会答。
And I was fascinated to realize that all these churches regularly run the Alpha course.
Alpha course. Great course, by the way.
Alpha course is a great course. I'm not saying it's not, but it's more focused or primarily focused again on the spiritual.
Alpha 课程是一个很好的课程，我并不是说这不好，但这个很经常的是关注在这个属灵的这个状态上。There's
not the same interest in helping people more in the emotional side of poverty, the mental side of it.
他没有说是关注到就是人们的这一个精神方面的这个需求，这种贫困。So
we love the poor because we have been first loved by God, and we're compassionate. We want to help. We want to see them restored as people, as human beings, not just seeing them saved.
所以我们要去爱这些贫穷的人，因为神先爱我们了。我们要去爱他们，是让他们可以，真的是感受到，不是只是，就是在表面上的，而是可以实际的去帮助到他们。 让他们感受到这个神的这个怜悯和他的这个恩慈。Yeah,
and we love the poor because we know that those who recognize their physical and emotional and economic poverty are more likely to respond to the gospel of Jesus.
当我们去爱这些贫穷人的时候，也让他们可以从经济上、这个社会还有这个属灵的层面可以去感受、去得到帮助，然后最终是去可以去回应这个主的福音。When
you've left and fled from Myanmar as a Chin Christian, and you have no home, you have no family, you have no inheritance, you have nothing.
当你让他们就是这样子，从像 从那个缅甸逃离过来的这一些一些难民，他们一无所有，什么都没有。
And you have no hope of a, or no assurance of a physical future or a spiritual future. Heaven is just, well, we just work our best to get there.
当你对这一个物质的和这个属灵的这一个未来都没有一点希望盼望的时候，就好像这个天堂也是触不可及的时候。
And then you are told that through the gospel of Jesus, not only do you actually have freedom, spiritual freedom, but you have a father in heaven, you have a family that loves you, and you actually have a future.
当你告诉他们你有这一个属灵的这个盼望，在天堂你有一个父，有一个家的时候，
So when we love the poor, this is actually one of the fruits of that commitment.
当我们爱这些贫穷人的时候，这也是一个就是我们去投入进去的一个尾声的一个果实。
Number two, release the poor is really bringing justice to them. And part of that is actually economic help, financial help, giving more, being more than just 10% or tithe givers of 10%, 20%, 30% maybe.
然后第二点，去释放这些贫困的人，就是在经济上面去帮助他们，可能给予奉献的10%、20%，甚至30%。
I mean, only 2% of global mission giving actually goes to the places where it's needed the most.
在这个全球，就是只有2%的这一个就是奉献给事工的这个奉献，是真正达到那些需要的那些贫困的地方。
And last one, the toughest one, is actually becoming the poor. Now, it doesn't mean if you have wealth, give it all away. Well, some people would say that's what Acts 2 and 4 tells us to do.
这里有的第三点就是成为贫穷的人。这里并不是说我们要把所有的都去分给贫穷人，然后就一无所有了。可能你也会争论说在，在《使徒行传》里面也有这样的教导。
But I mean, it means asking the Lord and saying, Lord, if I'm truly working with you to be a year of Jubilee Christian, what does that mean for my financial commitment?
可能是去求问神，如果我真的是要去过出这一个安息年的这个基督徒的生活的话，我应该怎么样去安排分配我的财务？
And it means if you're a Christian business person, every 7 years you have to give it all away.
那如果是这个基督徒的这一个经商的人，那可能每7年就要去 施予了。
Well, I'm saying that under the new covenant, perhaps that is not entirely true. However, isn't it a good place to start?
可能在新约对新约来说的话，这个也不是，就新的这个命令来说的话，这也不是必须的，但是这是一个很好的开始。
And if you've never applied the year of Jubilee before, maybe you're actually in a lot of debt to the Lord. So let's do it every year for the next 20 years.
如果你从来都没有去应用过这个安息年的这个教导的话，那你可能欠了很多的债，你可以每年这样子去偿还。
Now, in the New Testament, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9 there that, you know, we're to give joyfully, not under any compulsion. I don't believe that a tenth or a 20, I don't think there's any rules around it, but the rule of incredible, gushing, unspeakable generosity.
这个在新约里面在Second Corinthians 哥林多后书里面保罗也有教导说，就是我们要去捐得乐意，就是并不是说一定要遵守，就是任何的这个像十一奉献这一些的规定，但是我们要捐得乐意，并且是很慷慨的去捐与去奉献。
I don't think that we can be people with this level of generosity unless we're willing to sit with the poor, learn from the poor, understand why some of them continually remain poor.
我想，除非我们可以真实的去与这些贫困的人坐在一起，去了解他们，去过他们的生活的话，我们不能够真正的去活出这一个，去做出这一个慷慨的这样的高度。
If we truly grasp how much poverty we were in spiritually before Jesus met us, and then now how much we have, how rich we are spiritually, it should change the way that we live physically and with everything else that we do.
如果我们可以意识到我们在遇到耶稣之前，我们的灵里的状态是多么的贫穷，和我们现在是多么的富足的时候，就可以改变我们的很多的做事的方式了。
And I think one of the greatest verses for us to close with on this is where Jesus shares the parable of the sheep and the goats.
还有一个例子就是主耶稣在分享一个寓言，就是有关这个山羊和绵羊的这个寓言的时候。
When I was hungry, where were you? When I was thirsty, where were you?
当我饥饿的时候，你在哪里？当我饥渴的时候，你在哪里？
What you do for the least of these?
你最至少可以做的是什么？
You've done for me.
你为我做了什么？
Now, Jesus fully identifies with the poor, and he's calling us to do that also.
耶稣也是在呼召我们这么去对这些贫穷的人这么做。
Deuteronomy 15:13 to 15 says this: You must supply them generously from your flock.
在《生命记》的15章里面，Deuteronomy 15，
15, 13 to 15.
13到15节这么说：你任他自由的时候，不可使他空手而去。
As the Lord God has blessed you, you must bless them or give to them.
神已经祝福了你，你也要祝福他人。
Remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you.
要记得你在埃及的时候做过奴仆，然后是主耶和华救赎你出来。
Therefore, I'm commanding you to do this thing today.
因此我今日吩咐你这件事。
And really, if we take this into the New Testament, the Lord's saying, Look at what I've done to redeem you from sin and death and spiritual poverty.
到了新约，主耶稣也是在说：“看，我已经为你做了什么，让你可以拯救你出来这一个贫困、这个死亡、这个罪恶。
May the grace of God help us to be more gracious. More compassionate, more sharing Christians today.
因着神的恩典，让我们也成为更加有怜悯、有恩慈、愿意奉献的人。”
Well, I just wanted to share briefly before we close about my trip to Ukraine. I spent about 10 days there, mainly in Kyiv.
我想简单的分享一下我到乌克兰的这个行程。我大概在那里待了10天的时间，然后主要是在基辅这个城市。
And I was encouraging and giving some care to our trauma recovery teams across that part of Ukraine.
我主要是在那里去鼓励支持在那一个地方当地的这一个团队，就是他们是在这一个。去帮助那一些受过这个重大创伤的、这个修复的这一些这个样子的团队。
And I spent some time with some of the children that our team are giving. Trauma recovery support to. These kids have all either lost parents, loved ones, and have fled the war.
我也与这些小朋友在那里相处了一段时间，他们很多都是经历过这一种，就像亲人离世啊，在逃难，在战争中逃难的这一些创伤的。
I also had the opportunity to do some art with a whole group of people. Maybe 50 or 60 in one room. It was quite scary.
我也有机会去与他们，就是用这个通过画画来。就是去治疗的这个方式，大概一个房间里面有50、60的人。
Because, I mean, some of these ladies, most of them were women, because all the men are either, fighting on the front line or have been killed. This is Ukraine today.
当时大部分的都是妇女，因为很多的男士都在这个战争的前线，或者是在战争中身亡了。这就是当这个现在乌克兰的这个现状。
And this little girl, she's actually got shrapnel in from a bomb blast in her skull, waiting for another operation. But she was actually the most artistic out of everybody.
这个女孩子，她经历了一次，就是这个被伤到炸弹伤到她的那个脑部的，然后还是需要不久之后还需要做进一次的这个脑部手术的。然后她也是当中最有艺术细胞的一个女孩。
And one of the ladies, I won't point to her, but she shared how, you know, she's actually witnessed executions on the run from the front line of the war.
其中有一个女士在当中，我不会指出她来，但是她当时分享了，就是他们是怎么样去逃离那一个前线的这个过程。
And probably the most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced, or close to what I've ever experienced.
可能我所经历过的最美好的，或者是接近最美好的一件事情，就是
In our line of work, is that when I was spending the afternoon giving some encouragement and trauma recovery training to the families,
当我在花一整个下午的时间去鼓励他们，去与他们分享这一个就是创伤后治疗的这一个培训的时候。
Their children, I didn't know, but their children were doing art on a Ukrainian flag. And when I finished, they actually gave this to me as a gift.
当我在跟其他人分享的时候，这一群小朋友就我不知道他们在画这个国旗，他们在这个国旗上画了很多很漂亮的画，然后最后把这个国旗送给了我。
I mean, you can't see it there, but down the bottom, there's a couple of tanks that they've drawn and, you know, explosions and blood and things like that. So there's a lot of trauma, there's a lot of suffering that is actually in this image, but also a lot of hope and a lot of expectation.
在这个画里面，你仔细去看的话，就会发现里面有很多的这一个这个创伤，然后有很多的这个他们所受过的、经历过的苦难。 但是你也可以再看到，也同时也有很多的希望和盼望。
And this little girl on the left, you might see, she drew me an art piece of a sunflower, because sunflowers are a very important flower in Ukraine.
你看到有个女孩子手上还拿着一幅太阳花，这个向日葵的这个画，因为向日葵在乌克兰有非常一个重要的意义。
And I was just so moved, and I didn't have any words for how thankful she was that I came there, considering I didn't really know what I did.
我感到非常的感动，然后也不知道该如何去用语言去表达，就是他们就是对我的这一种到达的感恩。
Yeah, and the little girl in the middle, who's standing right in the middle underneath me, well, she spent 4 days hiding under her bed as missiles and bombs rained around her house and basically blew up the neighborhood.
这个站在最中间，拉提着这个国旗，站在Simon前面的这个女孩子，她在就是战争这个袭击的过程中，她花了4天的时间是躲在自己的那个床底下的。
But it was a rewarding time, and also we had the opportunity to work on developing another 3 teams that we're going to send out into different parts of Ukraine, especially the front line, to help more people find traumatic healing from traumatic memories through our courses.
然后他们这次的这个培训也是培训出3个团队，之后是会被他差派去在乌克兰的不同地区，包括了前线的地区去医治这些有创伤带来的这一个后遗症的人。
So thanks everybody for listening to this message today. Be encouraged, be inspired by the Holy Spirit.
很感谢大家今天来听这个讲道和分享，希望你们也可以被圣灵大大的感动，也可以有所得着。
To think of how the Lord would have you more effectively love the poor, release the poor, and become the poor.
也希望盼望那个主也可以帮助我们，可以真正的去爱这些贫困的人，去释放他们，并且成为贫困的人。
Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
贫困的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Thank you very much.
谢谢 ，Thank you.
Thank you.
好，谢谢三门牧师今天给我们的分享。
Thank you, Reverend.